The 19th Annual Riverside Festival of the Arts is 1 week away. It's on September 19th and 20th in Riverside and Scott Parks in downtown Easton. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. This year is also the 6th Annual Plein Air Art Contest. Renowned artist and teacher Adriano Farinella is hosting a plein air workshop this weekend, September 12th, leading up to the festival's outdoor contest. I started by asking Adriano, known for his very evocative landscape paintings, just what is plein air painting?
Plein air is almost like a sport. It's a way to challenge oneself as a painter to get what's in front of you out onto the canvas accurately, to interpret, to be in nature is completely different than what happens in the studio. Especially this summer, I've gotten back to it a lot more. It's just been a discovery from riding my bike along the Lehigh Canal. This beauty of the canal all along that trail. I had not been there in the whole time I've lived in Easton, so weirdly enough, I just got a bike and it took me there. And I thought this would be a fantastic place to paint, to bring students, to just practice plein air quietly. So I think it's Lock 8 where we'll be for my workshop. It's just been one of the best discoveries, furthering how much I love it around here in Easton. And I thought it'd be a great way to lead into the festival.
Supporting the arts and supporting the beauty of nature around Easton. And
right.
It's a great place to meditate, just to walk, because you don't have to worry about traffic. You might get the occasional critter running across in front of you, but that's it. And you can really focus on what's around you.
It's true. That's what I used it for in the beginning. I just rode my bike there, and it was almost kind of medicinal. It was a great counterbalance to the hectic quality of everything else that was going on. But once I started painting there, it became much more meditative, much more akin to what I do in the studio. And also, it's wonderful to be able to brush up on plein air skills with no one necessarily around to get back into it.
But you had done plein air before?
Yeah, I've always been a fan of it. My last two summers in college, I went to Italy, and that's where I learned a lot of plein air. And then, I think it was 2007, I was brought to New Mexico to do plein air there and have a show. And Pennsylvania's always been just super beautiful and way different than the Southwest and Italy, and so I've practiced as I've gone along.
Italy and the Southwest known a lot for the spectacular light that falls on things. In plein air, where do you focus? What do you look for? Is it, as far as in your mind of what you want to represent, is it how light is striking things? Is it a combination of everything? What fires it?
For me, it is everything. It's about presence. I think I want to make clear to everybody who's taking the workshop, and I try to make clear to everybody who's a student of plein air, it's mostly about the experience of being in the present right there. Observing is its own art. Observing and recording it with creative decision making on canvas, that's another art. That's a dialogue that gets set up that is just, it feeds you like almost nothing else does.
So it's almost not even about the skill of being able to put something on a canvas while you're out there. It's about understanding the moment you're in?
Absolutely. And I think beginning students especially need to understand that. I needed to understand that. I learned that the hard way. It was always trying to get the most accurate and perfect painting. It's really more like note taking, and it's very liberating to just not be attached to what's going to come out of it, to just be there, do it, and then look at it later. And I've made paintings based on what I've done out there in sketches. I've come back, I've looked at those, and I've made paintings based on those, and that's a great part of it as well.
I was wondering about that. I'm astonished that these aren't representations of real things, but I think that's all the more credit to your skills. Does being out there doing plein air charge your batteries up for how to make these impressions, fantasies? Yeah. I'm not quite sure what to call them because they're obviously not fantasies.
Well, they're invented. It's definitely realism in terms of a style, but they are invented. Mind, the actual place is not something that exists. But yes, being out doing plein air work does recharge. It grounds me out a lot, and it makes you better as a painter because you have to decide right there what's going on, and you have to be aware of what you're seeing and what you're painting. That dialogue is something that can get a little bit too habitual in the studio. When you're out there, it's very momentary, and it's very much about keeping up with it because the light is changing constantly. For better or worse, the light is changing constantly, and you have to keep up or you have to start over.
So it's a good focusing tool. Sounds like in an abstract way. It's not a literal focusing tool, but it's a good way of focusing where you want those skills to go and what you want to represent when you're out there. Because of the fleeting nature of it?
Fleeting nature of it. You know, we have to make creative, quick decisions, and every one of them, it's sort of like music. It's sort of like improvisational. Everything's based on the mark you just made. And so you can either take it one way or the other always, and it just keeps changing. And it's just it's a whole different way of painting for me rather than the studio stuff, which is basically the bones are the same. It's just you have a lot more time.
Artist teacher Adriano Farinella. He's hosting a plein air workshop this weekend, September 12th. Information about the plein air workshop at EastonRiversideFest.org. And following the workshop the following weekend is Easton's Riverside Festival of the Arts, September 19th and 20th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. along Easton's downtown riverfront. Complete information about the Riverside Festival of the Arts at EastonRiversideFest.org. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY.